what was a brooch necklace?
A brooch necklace was a necklace with some sort of an ornament, or then they had watches that they used to wear around their neck. And then they had cameos. Brooch was just an ornament that hung on a necklace, is all I can think of.
Did she wear beads at all?
Well, they had pearls and they had strings of beads.
What did she call the bottom of her skirt where it came down and then came back up and was sticky?
The hem. Mm-hmm. Well,
when you were a boy, if you lost a button and your mother couldn't sew it on, what did she do? And she couldn't sew it on right then.
Well, she used to put a pin in it, a safety pin.
I think my mother used to tell about her stocking repair. She'd, of course, wear these old long black stockings. And she said more than once her mother would find her on her way to school with a hole in her stocking. So she'd go over to the stove and get the stove polish and paint the hole and paint hide and all. Look, that girl has a black spot on her leg. When you were a boy, what were the parts of a man's suit?
Oh, the vest and the trousers and the coat.
Mm-hmm. Today, what would you call these that you're wearing?
Slacks.
And what did your dad wear to hold up his pants?
Suspenders or a belt.
Was it common when you were a boy for the cowboys around here to wear those things in the winter?
Chaps.
Uh-huh.
Something else they call them besides chaps. And I can't think of it.
Leggings?
Leg covers.
That is right.
I can't think of it.
I got leggings rather regularly for that up in northern Oklahoma, by the panhandle.
Leggings and chaps?
Well, I got down around Ardmore. I was asking a man about that, and he said, oh no, leggings only come up this high.
That's right, leggings come up so far. Mm-hmm. Chaps come from the hips down. Uh-huh. But they also had one other thing. And I heard it called on TV the other day on Wagon Train, and I cannot remember what it was. Something to do with thistles. But I've heard that expression around here many a time.
Well, I can't think of it. I'll just mark that and we'll pick it up and then go back. Maybe it'll come through then. If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes out like this, what do you say it does?
Bulges?
It used to be that you'd buy a shirt when you were a boy and it'd fit fine until it was washed.
And it'd shrink.
Yeah. Wasn't that fun?
Or shrunk.
What do you call a peach when it's been on the limb and it doesn't mature and the skin starts to wrinkle up and then it gets smaller and smaller? You say
shrivel?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called swiveled?
Swiveled?
Uh-huh. Oh, these peaches are just all swiveled up.
I've heard it's called swiveled, but I always call it shriveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a shriveled man myself. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised.
I thought something that swiveled was something that moved.
Mm-hmm. It's common, though. Beaches swivel. What did you call what do you now call a fancy cover for a bed, one that you put on the outside?
Bedspread.
What did you call that when you were a boy?
Bedspread or a chenille spread.